Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman, Humboldt freshman wrestler Brody Hendricks, Humboldt head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. Our first guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Humboldt freshman Brody Hendricks finished runner-up at 165 in Class 2A at the state tournament a week ago. KHBT's Brad Duffy caught up with Beeman Saturday night after Hendricks' performance.
He had a phenomenal season. You don't get these opportunities without that happening. So phenomenal season. You know, there's obviously some things that we've got to work on and get better. You know, keep our head in a few situations. He's going to come back and he'll be even stronger next year. So phenomenal season. Great one to build off of. He's a big part of our team this year.
And speaking of phenomenal seasons, I mean, all the accomplishments this year, congratulations on Coach of the Year and the Assistant Coaches of the Year. Fifth place at state duels, winning the district. Five guys coming down to state. Three on the podium.
Our coach is doing outstanding job. Our kids, they buy in. They really believe in each other. They wrestle hard for each other. They make it fun to coach.
Now, when you have a team like this that's, you know, just kind of gels together and all the accomplishments that they have, do you find yourself coaching them different or coaching each team different every single year?
You really do have to treat each team differently, but I mean, honestly, this group of kids, it made it really easy. Captains did a great job this year. You know, we just didn't have very many issues to deal with. Kids were receptive. Our coaching staff, they took their roles very seriously, and when they saw kids needed adjustments, they did a great job adjusting. Our kids responded. It makes this job so much more enjoyable.
That was Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. Our next guest is Humboldt freshman wrestler Brody Hendricks. Hendricks placed second in the state tournament after falling in the finals match Saturday night to Colin Young of Waller Dubuque. I sat down with Hendricks to discuss his freshman season.
Coming into the season, I knew I was going to be like a top contender for the spot. And then my first goal was to stay undefeated. Then I took the first loss, and so we had to change our goals. But I knew I had high standards and had a chance to be on the top of the podium at the end of the year.
You start off the season with some big wins. You defeat Jace Nelson Brown at 175, the Joe Fitch Invitational, the Don Miller Invite. When you started racking up wins and getting up to 17, 18, and did you have a sense of the season you were having there early and the success? Was it going through your mind, or were you just more focused on the mat at that point, getting wins like that? And what did it do for your confidence as well?
For sure, being undefeated, it's a confidence boost, but I mean, I talk to my coaches all the time and I needed to lose one match, so, and then I had that happen. So I mean, obviously I'm not trying to lose, but just being undefeated is a confidence boost, and then you get way too high in yourself and you think you're bulletproof.
You underwent a change about halfway through the season. You go from 175, where you started the year, down to 165. What kind of went into that decision, and was that an easy challenge for you to make that transition in season?
For the season, I was hoping to be able to be down to 65, and my body comp said no, because I came in the day of body comp a little over. So then I just had to go 75 and had to deal with it. The closer and closer Landon got to coming back, closer and closer I got to 65. So when he got back, I just did it, and it wasn't too bad, but obviously cutting's hard on your body.
Talking about losses, you run into the Atlantic tournament, and you're facing off against, in your weight class, you've got the top guys in 1A, 2A, 3A, and then also some surrounding states' top guys. What was it like to get to compete in that atmosphere, and do you think that helped you moving forward throughout the rest of the season before the state tournament?
Oh, 100%. I came into the tournament thinking I was going to win, not knowing what teams were really there. I look at my bracket after weighing in. I was surprised, but having all those top-notch guys, definitely, it was almost like a mini state tournament. That was where I took my first loss, and that's where, first and second loss, and that's where I learned I can't hold anything back. That tournament, I definitely held stuff back.
Fast forwarding throughout the rest of the year, you'd go to the NCC meet, you win an NCC title. Your first NCC meet, being able to win a NCC title in your freshman year, what was that day like for you in your first year competing in the NCC?
Our captains chose team goals, and that was to be NCC champions, the conference champion. We ended up getting beat by Algona earlier in the season, so it came down to there. So we were trying to get one of our goals. So that was definitely my top focus. I wanted the pins quick. I got bullpens, but definitely going into there, that was my main goal. And then winning was my next goal. I had to focus on our team goal and myself. So winning that means a lot because there hasn't been very many four-time conference champions.
It was pretty cool to see at least Carson Doolittle got that four-time, and he, I believe, was the 12th. But yeah, not a lot, as you were saying, not a lot at all. So you're off to a good start there, and then you get the district title. You got to wrestle against Logan Powers, who you faced earlier in the year, and you get that district championship. What was that feeling like? I'm going to go to the state tournament here in my freshman year as a district champion.
So going into that, I knew me and Logan Powers had a good match, the match before that we wrestled. So I knew I'd probably have him in the finals. And so I ended up winning that. But knowing I'm going to state my freshman year, I mean, that was the expectation. But it meant a lot because, I mean, there's a few guys that for sure could have went and they didn't get the chance to. So it meant a lot to them and me.
And then you're at the state tournament. You get the 5 seed. Starting up in the quarterfinals there, you go up against Brendan Hying there from Benton Community. You get a win. You face off against Max Gast. You get a win there to advance to face off against Colin Young. How were you able to block out the noise wrestling in those latter stages just once a day, having 24 hours in between matches? What's that toll like when you're working, you know, prepare for the biggest matches of the season?
Having a match every 24 hours was honestly probably the worst it could have been. I just want to get it over with by then, but a lot of it was just staying mentally strong. It's a long 4 days, especially when you're on the backside. But if you're on the front side, I think it feels so much more long. It's super long. So throughout those 4 days, getting those big wins, I mean, the closer and closer it got to the end, you get more confident. You just got to go out there and wrestle. You can't really complain about anything.
And then you're in the finals match against Colin Young, a Waller Dubuque, who was undefeated going in. You only had the 2 losses from the Atlantic tournament. Other than that, you were perfect this year. What was the plan going into that matchup, and how did you feel you wrestled out on the mat?
So the plan was just to go out there and do what I did against Max and in the dominate. Go out there, get in my, like, 4-point, and on my knees, kind of low to the ground. So that was the plan. And then he did the exact same thing, forced me into his stuff. Being out on the mat with him, I mean, I can't complain about another loss.
One of the toughest matches he had all year.
For sure. Him or Denhart, for sure. I mean, he was constantly on the attack, so. And I kind of held stuff back where, I could have wrestled better, but I'm not going to complain about it.
You finish up runner-up in your freshman year. I know you wanted to be at top podium, but you finished second as a freshman down at the state tournament. As you look back through this freshman year, what will you remember? What will you take with you as you get ready for your sophomore year?
I got second, so, I mean, I'm going to remember how the loss felt. And, I mean, yeah, it's a terrible feeling, but it's just something to push you. It's motivation. So coming into my sophomore year, I'll have that in the back of my head and know that I wasn't the best last year, so I'll be the best this year.
And are you satisfied, though, being on the podium freshman year, or is it still you want to win that whole thing?
I mean, I was satisfied, but at the same time, I want to be at the top of the podium, so my coaches knew that. I showed that at the end of the match for sure.
Well, Brody, I want to congratulate you on a fantastic freshman year. You go 46-3, second place at 165, and want to wish you all the best of luck coming up in your sophomore year.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt Wildcats freshman Brody Hendricks. Our next guest is Humboldt head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. The Humboldt Wildcats season came to an end Tuesday night in a 61-45 loss to defending Class 3A champ Sioux Center, marking consecutive season-ending losses in the regional final round. I caught up with Mooney after the loss to discuss the game and season.
It's a disappointing end of the season, but it's been a good season. You know, and we just talked about the fact that, you know, they've got a lot to be proud of. They set a whole lot of school records. These seniors just were a part of the best 4-year stretch of Humboldt girls basketball since we've had records. And, you know, they had a direct impact on that. I think our seniors have been awesome leaders and great people and fought through a lot of adversity, and it wasn't always easy for them. They carried themselves with class and character the entire season and really their entire 4 years. So they've been great leaders for us, and I can't thank them enough for how they were as people and how they were as basketball players and how they've been as teammates. So that was a big part of the message is the respect that we have for them and how they carried themselves and what it's like to be a Humboldt girls basketball player. And they exemplified that for the last 4 years and did the exact kind of stuff that we asked them to do. And two regional finals in 2 years is a pretty good stretch of basketball. You know, unfortunately, we came up a little short tonight, but you don't get there without battling through adversity. And we had some tonight. And I thought our toughness showed through. You know, once Morgan went down, I thought the girls came out and played as hard as they could. You know, you lose that kind of a player, it really kind of impacts the rest of the team and the game plan. But I was super proud of how tough our girls acted tonight in terms of mental toughness. And, you know, we were certainly undersized, and you take out one of our bigger kids and our leading scorer and one of our leading rebounders, that makes it really tough. You know, Tyler came in and played really well. Reagan knocked down shots all night. It's the kind of thing it's tough to stomach, but you know, they have more to be proud of than they need to feel sad about.
Coach, if you had to characterize this group this year with a word or phrase, how would you characterize this team in 2023-24, tying a season record for wins back in the 2020-21 season here this year with 18?
You know, they've been mentally tough. You know, it's hard to have to play the way we had to play all year long, where we were undersized all year long. And so that kind of toughness shows through over and over again, and it did tonight. You know, it's hard to go in every night and be, you know, that undersized to everybody you're playing against. And, you know, I just thought that their mental toughness showed through time and time again. So, yeah, you know, it's been a fun year. It's been really great to be a part of this team, to be able to practice with them. You know, the hardest part about the end of the season is thinking that you want to go into practice tomorrow and start figuring out with these kids. And now we don't get to do that. And that's the hard part, you know, but that's why it's fun, you know, because it's hard.
Just with the game tonight, we'll go over it briefly here. You know, you're down by one at the end of the first quarter there and battling with the Sioux Center team. What was the message there to that team at halftime where you're only trailing by eight at that point?
Just had to make sure that we tried to clog up the paint as best we could. They're big in lots of ways that we're not, and so we had to try to keep them off the glass and, you know, keep trying to force a turnover here and there and stay in it, and then trying to create some open shots against their length, which was tough tonight. You know, they did a really good job of sticking tight to Ava and not giving her a whole lot of room to breathe. And so we just talked a lot about trying to create, you know, more effective offense.
So, Coach, with this season coming to a close here, do you have any early thoughts about when you get back on the basketball court here towards the end of this year, what this program is going to look like now with back-to-back regional final appearances?
Well, shoot or shoot. We're going to keep straight back into the gym and get shots up and, you know, hopefully keep this going. We've got kids that like to be in the gym. We've got kids that like to play basketball, and If you want to be in the gym and you want to play basketball, you're in the right place. So we've got company for you. Come on down.
Want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming basketball season and also when we see you here this spring on the pitch.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
That was Humboldt girls basketball coach Rod Mooney. Our final guest is Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. The boys basketball team saw their season come to a close after an 81-37 loss in the sub-state semifinals, the program's second consecutive exit in that round. I sat down with Thurm postgame to talk about the loss and season.
That was a rough one. You know, it came out early in that first half and just had a few shots rim out, and you know, confidence got down, and Ballard just came at us all night with it. They did a nice job. They got us with that zone, and they had some good length there, and they really gave us some fits with that. We'd get the ball into the paint. We'd get the ball in good spots. I know, honestly, I felt like the whole first half we were getting good looks with it. And if it was a three-point shot, it was rimming out if we were getting into the paint with it. Maybe a little shy in there with it, going off 1 foot when we should have been going off of two, that type of thing. But, you know, we were there. We were getting good looks with it, and they didn't fall in the first half, and then second half just snowballed on us.
Last night you're going to be together for this squad. What was the message to the locker room? Because we saw many hugs being at the end of the season. What was that message to the group after the final buzzer and you had a chance to address the team one final time?
Yeah, it's a great group of kids. You see the love that they have for each other. That's a special moment right there. And you go through a lot as a team. It's, you know, these guys, and it's not just basketball. We got guys that are competing all year round with things too, so that makes them even tighter with that. But you lay it on the line with each other every single night, whether it's a practice, whether it's a game. You know, it's tough. We will never have this same group together exactly like we are right now again, and that's tough. There's a little bit of finality there with that, but this group, we bounce back all year with it, and these kids will bounce back, and you know, that was part of it, just the whole resiliency thing, and attitude is so big in life and in sports, and just in general with it, and it can go one way or it can go the other, and that's just huge, and it's completely within our control. And these boys are going to do special things. This is important to them. It's important to us. But when you look at the grand scheme of things too, it's a basketball game. They got other things. They're going to be family men. They're going to have jobs. They're going to do great things. Just that attitude is so important with them. And then the big thing is the identity. This game is not our identity. It's a district basketball game. As we move forward, you know, we wanted to play better tonight, and it was just this one of those nights we didn't play well, and that's disappointing. We have nothing to hang our heads about. We competed all year long. So it's not like this is our mark. We lost a district basketball game. The person that they are, it's how they're impacting other people. It's how they speak to other people. It's their work ethic. It's the influence that they have on others. And there's, you know, looking at the big picture, it's so much more important than this. But basketball is a great sport, and you learn so much for it. And I love these guys. Just disappointed that we had to end the season the way we did tonight.
What are your thoughts of this program going into your sixth season? Being head coach upcoming.
We got a good thing going here. You know, obviously, life is just a constant assessment. Everything you do, it's what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? What do we need to do to fix things? And, it's constant. So, we have some ideas already as far as what we'd like to do next year. But we got a great group of seniors coming back, extremely competitive. I know that they're going to be ready to go. They're going to be, you know, just a group that really goes hard. They're going to hold each other accountable, that'll be not only an in-season thing but an off-season thing. And we got tremendous numbers all the way through. I think we probably had around 50 kids 9 through 12, and I assume that will be that much again next year, so we'll be able to compete with each other in the off-season and get ready to go with it. But as we move away from here, we'll start regrouping and looking ahead to next year. But yeah, we've got a solid group coming back, and just absolutely love the kids in our program.
That was Humboldt Wildcat boys basketball coach Jason Thurm. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.